Hey, ProSide Small Group Leaders, welcome to our weekly Small Group Leaders podcast where we help equip you as you prepare to lead. We've got Michelle here with you and just want to give you a few updates before we jump into our discussion guide. But we have our All Small Group Leaders Summit coming up April 27th and we're so excited to bring Dr. Marcy Verduin here to kind of talk about mental health and leading spiritually. So excited to have her come and equip us. Make sure you, your tripods are signed up for that. Also, our Schools of Empowerment are coming at the end of May. So if you want more information on that, please do talk to your small group coach and they can get you more information for that. Well, buckle up because we've got a treat for you. We've got the debut of Pastor Kalai George.
First time ever on the Small Group Leaders podcast. This is like a reunion.
It is.
Our ProSide Online
so
days.
So all of you that stop me in the lobby and say, why don't you and Pastor Kalai go back online? Here
Your
you go.
Prayers have been
Here's
answers.
A treat.
Here
Here's
we go.
A treat for you. But take us through the guide, Pastor
Kalai. Yeah, so this weekend's message is focusing on the burdens that Jesus carried for us. And the two things that we're going to look at or are looking at is the first burden of the sin and the shame mm-hmm. that ultimately he carried on the cross for us. And the second thing is he gives us an invitation to help us in carrying the burdens of life. And yeah. So in Matthew 11, 28 to 29, here's the invitation that he offers to you and I. He says this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Mm-hmm. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And yeah. so in this, we see an illustration that Jesus uses that doesn't make sense to us today. Because yeah. when we think about yolk, we think egg yolk.
Yeah, it's not eggs. It's not the guy at the gym. Oh,
not
I'm
the
so
guy
yolked.
That has all the protein.
Right.
We're not talking about that yolk, but we're talking about a yolk, which was a instrument that was used to attach mainly oxen mm-hmm. together. They would mm-hmm. put this contraption around both of their heads. And if they were pairing a older ox and a younger ox, basically the older ox would carry majority of the load, but that would be an opportunity for the younger ox mm-hmm. to learn from the older ox. And so right. Jesus is kind of making a comparison for us, saying that he wants to be the stronger ox in our lives. Mm-hmm. And when we yoke ourselves to him, he will offer us the opportunity to experience a lighter load
yep.
in life.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's where people, without the understanding of what an actual yoke is
yes.
and how it's used, you think it because you hear it a lot. You hear people kind of toss the word around, but they still feel heavy and burdened.
Yes.
And so they're like, but how is this going to be light? They don't understand that. Yeah. So getting that picture in your heads and through services, you would have saw this explained as well, too. And bringing that picture back into the small group discussion and having, you know, even pulling up an image on your phone of yep. it or something to just help your people kind of have that image in front of them to understand what Jesus is trying to say to us.
So he gives us this illustration and he basically is implying that we are all yoked to something.
Mm-hmm.
And so when life gets heavy, it is sometimes an indication that we're not necessarily yoked to Jesus. Mm-hmm. It could mean that we're yoked to other things. We're yoked to worldly influences. We're yoked to just this perfectionism, mm-hmm. or we're yoked to trying to live up to other people's expectations.
Right.
All the while, Jesus is saying, don't yoke yourself to these things, yoke mm-hmm. yourselves to me. And so for us to respond to Jesus' invitation, here's five things that we can do. First is make sure that we're yoking ourselves to Jesus. The second thing is to unyoke ourselves from worldly influences. Mm-hmm. And this is where maybe in this discussion, people might get stuck on, because really what we want people to do is avoid unhealthy connections with unbelievers
right.
and sinful practices that lead to compromise. So although we want everyone to maintain relationships with people who are far from God, we want to make sure that their influence isn't negatively affecting our convictions and or our behaviors.
Right. And the best way to kind of explain it to them is say, hey, think about Jesus.
Yeah.
He went and had dinner with sinners,
mm-hmm.
but did he leave sinning?
Yes.
Right? No.
No.
Right? He sat with the lady with the multiple husbands, but did he go leave with her? No.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what that means, because sometimes we're around people and we allow them to influence us
yeah.
away from God. And so we're saying, no, we need to draw a boundary there, that nothing is going to take the place of Jesus in our lives.
So that's a point where people can reflect. Are these relationships in my life mm-hmm. Affecting me negatively, or am I influencing them? And that's
right.
a reflection question that people actually have to ask themselves the hard question. questions, because oftentimes we can make excuses for some of the things that we
Absolutely. He's looking at me because he's remembering my BC days, Pastor Kalai. That's
we have
under
stories
the blood,
that we're going to leave
under the blood
out of this discussion here today. But it's a it might be a sticking point for us as small group leaders. And so you can actually offer people within the group, ask them to answer these questions. Don't feel like you have to answer questions for them, but be like Jesus and answer questions
with
a question. So are you being more influenced by them, or are they influencing you?
Right.
Third thing that we're looking at is we need to learn and live in God's ways. God has a way for everything in life. He has a way for how we handle our finances. He has a way for how do we handle our marriages and our relationships. There is a way in the scriptures that God is wanting us to learn from, but too often we're learning from social media. We're learning from other people, and we're not actually actively looking into God's word to see what his word says about the situations in life that we're facing.
And I just want to add, it's not the TikTok devotional that you heard and now it's a rule of life for you, but actually spending time in scripture, spending time in small group, talking about the scripture, digging deeper to really understand the principle, because it's the principles of scripture that tell us how to face these things. And so, yeah, make sure we're going to our word and encourage your people too.
Reminds me of a guy in my small group. He was asking me this question. Is it okay for us to drink? And I answered it, well, the Bible doesn't say drinking is bad, but the Bible does say that drunkenness is a sin.
Right.
And so I answered for him. When I'm looking back on it, now he says, well, Pastor Kalai said that drinking isn't a sin. And I should have in that moment basically said, well, what do you think God's word says about that? And have them look into the word, have them wrestle with the scripture, because that's where the conviction is birthed.
And that's a good point. So, you know, as leaders, we kind of know what people are dealing with because they've shared with us week to week. And so if there is a scripture that, you know, the Holy Spirit's bringing to remembrance for you as a leader, for your people, maybe have that scripture ready and say, well, okay, we've been talking about this. Let's open this, like everyone read this scripture and let's talk about it.
That's a great moment for us to wrestle with God's word and allow the word to speak to us.
Yes.
The fourth thing that we're going to look at is we need to trust Jesus to help help us in our weakness. Too often we rely on our own strength rather than his strength. And sometimes that looks like us taking control of the situation, trying to manipulate the situation based on our own reasoning and things like that. And so we have to acknowledge that Jesus is in control and surrender the situation to him.
I'm going to give you a little word picture for this. That whole term of pick yourself up by your bootstraps is kind of what drives us in America, right? And that's why we tend to be self-sufficient, because you're supposed to pick yourself up from your bootstraps. One, we're in Hawaii. I wear slippers every day. I don't wear boots. But I would assume if I'm wearing boots and I'm on the ground and I'm trying to pull my boots up, my feet are going before everything else, I probably can't do it. It was actually like a way for Europeans to talk down to Americans, like, oh, those Americans picking themselves up their bootstraps. But just have that picture. When we're trying to be self-sufficient, you do feel like the burden's heavy because you're trying to pick yourself up off the ground, and that's hard.
And sometimes we say that we've given it to Jesus and then we
take it back
from Jesus.
That's my
and
issue.
So,
guilty.
The process is when things aren't going your way, continuing to put it back in his hands and trusting him for his timing and for his ways to come alive in our situation. And the last thing that we're going to look at is for us to invite Jesus into our situation is to not carry our burdens alone. And this is where the small group comes into play. We talk about this all the time. You know, we want to rely on the strength of one another, the prayers of other people, and situations in life create moments for us to rely on people. But even though we are in a small group, sometimes we still feel like we got to do it alone. And even within my own small groups, we tell people all the time, like, hey, if you're ever going through something, text me, call me, and things like that. And then when situations happen, we don't do it because we'd rather be there for other people rather than relying on other people.
Yeah, it's that moment of vulnerability to show that we really do trust that God's placed people around us. And as leaders, I think we can set the stage for our people by being those, like, we text, hey guys, can you pray for me? My son was sick all week. And so, you know, I have a tendency as a leader to just handle my family and then make sure my small group's all taken care of. But I felt the Lord tell me, nope, you need to tell them, let them lift you up, just like
That's
you lift
good.
Them up. And I said, hey guys, can you pray for my son? And just that whole
setting the tone for the
group.
Yeah,
you know, being we have to do it as leaders too, to show them like, look, no, we're in this together. And that's why we say, you know, as you're having group, break up into smaller groups so everyone can share. You know, we're going to go into possibly some difficult discussions or things that people might not have shared before.
Yeah, this is going to be a great moment for us to really go deep. We've offered in the discussion guide about 4 different questions aside from our normal, what stands out to you from the main thought and passages. But it doesn't mean that you have to go through every single one of these questions, but you as the leader, maybe look at the questions beforehand and take a look at maybe some of the questions that you feel like would resonate best within the discussions of the people that you're leading. And so we have 4 there. The first one is, in what ways do you find it challenging to yoke yourself to Jesus? Because although it sounds easy, there is some challenges that we go through in really connecting ourselves to him. And then here's the other question that will allow us to go deep is, Jesus is saying we're always connected to something. So what are some of the worldly influences that you're finding yourself often yoked to? And this is a moment for us to be honest. Like, I mean, we don't just give like the, you know, I got to read my Bible more, right?
Yes.
No, that's not what we're talking about. Let's be honest about some of the things that in our moments of weakness and vulnerability that we find ourselves running to other than Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. Or what are the things we're finding our identity in as well in the midst of it? You know, like I was just telling my husband, why do I feel this need to have to get a new house? Like, why can't we just be content? But, you know, everything around you is saying, you got to keep moving. And the Lord is saying no. And so I find myself yoking myself to this idea in the world that you have to keep getting better or having better things, and I can be content right where God has me. So you know, those things are going to be great to just kind of discuss and be ready to share, set the tone for your group, and also, again, you know, cluster up into threes and go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, and so as leaders, we want to encourage you to whatever question that you are going to ask the group, that make sure that you have your answers kind of already ready. And I always say this, that the level of your transparency will set the tone for other people to be transparent. So don't just give the surfacey answer as leaders, but we want to make sure that we're being honest and open about the things that we're facing so that the people in our group can create that atmosphere and that culture, and just basically create an honest moment for everybody to go deep. And then we'll pray. Make sure we want to close in prayer.
Yep. You always want to pray. We want to pray for each other and our burdens. And I would add to that, you know, just pausing and saying, what are you going to do this week to yoke yourself to Jesus, and have them say it, you know, and text each other and hold each other accountable for that. Also, we are heading into Easter weekend.
Next weekend is our Easter celebration services.
People are the most open to the gospel. It's the most clearly preached gospel message all year. They know they're getting it. They know what they're coming to. And it's just a great time for those we're relationally connecting with, have been praying for ever since January when we were praying in our Seek Week. So I want you to make that personal invite, walk with them and adjust your schedules, because our Easter schedule is a little bit different.
All the service times across the board, not at just the main campus, but all of our congregations, they've adjusted service times, they've added service times. So make sure that you go online to look at that, to see that the service that you want to go with. But also, beyond the services that you're attending, don't come alone. Bring someone along for the journey so that they can have their lives impacted this Easter weekend.
Amen. Amen. And lastly, our memory verse challenge. I don't know how many have been doing this, but this is a great practical step in yoking ourselves to Jesus, is memorizing scripture. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when you have the word of God sown in you, sown into your memory, and you face those situations where you want to grab onto the things of the world, the Holy Spirit illuminates that word to you and brings it back. It's your tool to fight. So, you know, do the memory verse challenge with your small group. Get them to really feed on the word, memorize the word, and apply the word. So thank you, leaders. Thank you for what you do in leading. So excited as we head into Easter to really be helping people to take another step towards Jesus. And so let's be open, let's be willing, let's make time and margin in our schedules for people. Pastor Clyde, anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, let's create room, make room in our lives for people, let's have a great Easter. And Easter is just a Sunday, but we want to make sure that what happens through Easter would catapult us into the next season post-Easter. So the real work is the discipleship that happens after Easter.
That's right. That's right. And thank you for being a part of that. Have a great group, and we'll see you, or hear from you, or you'll hear from us
next week.
Next week.
Come on.
Bye, guys.